Was it mostly aggravation? Was it just a train that pulled out from another station? I always understand over my shoulder, carelessly, carelessly, yeah. Did it come with some restriction? Did I try to read too much into a work of fiction? I always understand over my shoulder, carelessly, carelessly, yeah. Is there nothing to be savored when the best things are bewildered and much belabored? I always understand over my shoulder, carelessly, carelessly, yeah. Carelessly. Carelessly. Carelessly.
Thank you. Eric Von Lowe, Eric Von Lowe. Thanks a lot. We are a miracle two now. Ladies and gentlemen, from Dave Inter, Eric Von Lowe. I no longer have the best shirt on the stage.
Nice.
Wait a second.
I no longer have the cleanest shirt on stage.
Or the dirtiest one.
I can do this one here. One thing I've always liked to do is do a song that's so new that nobody knows it, and they think that I wrote it, especially when it's a good one. And I've done this a few times. I remember about 15 years ago, I was on tour, my first solo tour, and the record Ragged Glory by Neil Young came out, and I liked the song. There are kids here, I can't say the title, effing up, you know. Why do I keep, you know what I'm saying. I want to swear, you know, it's wrong to swear on a Sunday afternoon in a monastery with kids. But, you know, if you're a Neil Young fan, you know the song I'm talking about. And then a couple of years ago, we were touring, and the Outkast song, Hey Ya, came out. We did that one. And it's always kind of cool, because people think you wrote it. And they say, man, why is that band, the Outkast, doing the Steve Wynn and the Miracle 3 song? They're big fans. What can I tell you? So this is a song, when you hear this song at some point by Paul Simon off his new album, just realize that Paul Simon's been ripping me off for years. You know, it's like, and Mrs. Robinson, mine. Scarborough Affair, that's mine. The idea was those Irish people stole it from me. All of those. This one, too. I hope I remember this. I really like this song a lot. And the funny thing is, I've played it so much and listened to it so much, I think I did write it now. So I'm very delusional that way. It's a really good song about identity and immigration and just how people fit into the big picture. It's called How Can You Live in the Northeast?